the party lights. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. W-I-L-O. This is WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
Hey Liz, can you believe there are still some people buying their gold, silver, and platinum bullion from the internet?
That's pretty amazing, Jeff, especially considering that prices here at Vierks Fine Jewelry always beat both local as well as the big online guys. We don't have shipping fees, and in most cases, you get the precious metals immediately.
Bars, rounds, bags, eagles, buffaloes, maple leaves, Krugerrands, Morgan and Peace dollars, and much, much more.
Not to mention rare, key date, and collectible coins from the U.S. and around the world, many of which have been graded and authenticated by PCGS and NGC.
Whether buying, selling, or trading, you will always benefit from Vierks' unrivaled years of experience and expertise.
If you need expert appraising, Vierks Fine Jewelry has both of Lafayette's only International Society of Appraisers and Coin Roundtable members, and we are also fully USPAP compliant.
All of your coin and precious metals needs under one roof.
Proudly serving the Mid-North Indiana area for over 75 years. Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort Estate, Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they can hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
The online telecast of the WILO Party Line at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Ye Old Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, and Day and Genda Funeral Home on HoosierlandTV.com for WILO.
And the WILO Party Line on WILO is brought to you by CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, as well as TC Trailers and Compass Credit Union, Marchand's Window Tending in Antioch, Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Ivy Tech Community College on WILO, your home for classic hits. Todd Berryman on this side of the board, Melissa Miller on the other side of the board, and glad to have her back. And standing by on the phone this morning, Kimberly Black.
With the city of Frankfort.
With the city of Frankfort, good.
She's got so many freaking titles, you can't hardly say what everything that she does.
She's like, if she was in a band, it would be guitar, bass, drums, occasional keyboards, all vocals. She's a little busy.
Pretty much. Well, Kimberly, we hear that you're not feeling a little under the weather, so we hope you get the feeling better soon. I understand that wholeheartedly. I'm still trying to recover from my stuff.
Yes, I feel like I have swallowed a frog this morning, and I just don't want to give it to anyone else. So I will stay in my office, party of one, and let you guys stay nice and hopefully sick-free for the holidays. So I don't know what this is, but I don't feel bad, but I sound awful. And I'm like, I'm getting something, we're just going to keep everybody separate. So.
Yeah, well, knock on wood, I hope you don't end up getting worse like I did. I started out that way, and then I ended up with the nastiest sinus infection in my head.
I didn't cover my mouth when I coughed at work.
And I am still... Yeah. You know, probably. I think my husband brought it home from the coffee shop. So.
Well, but, that's why they call it a cough. Oh, C-O-F-F-E-E. Yeah. Never mind.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is what happens when we get, like, snow and it's, you know, 18 degrees. And
yep.
Tomorrow yeah, it's going to be in the 40s. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Bound to happen. Bound to happen. But anyway, super excited for Christmas. We're like 8 days away, 7 days, something like that. My kids keep account for me.
I'm sure.
Yeah, no, my kids are grown. They're your age, and they keep account for me. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I keep account for my mom still. I'm like, just because I'm older does not mean that the stocking doesn't get full. So that's just...
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. Do you have a stocking at your parents' house?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I certainly do. Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
And my mom, funny tradition, she makes these, hand makes our stockings for us. So they have our names on them, and then she has the grandkids up there. And so, yeah, it's just always something fun.
So
I don't make handmade ones. That's my mom. Those traits did not get passed down to me, so don't know what happened there.
So is it like your family, or is your family like our family, where the stocking is like, here's your little dollar jar of Nutella, here's your your lip balm, here's your toothbrush, and here's mouthwash, just in case, you know.
It just depends, usually not the toothbrush and all that, but it just depends on what I'm kind of asking for, so
right.
just depends. Definitely some candy in there. I'm not a big chocolate fan, but I will definitely, I do like candy and sweet and salty, so, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But
now, do you count how many items you get versus siblings?
No. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I used to be real sneaky and be like, kind of unwrap the gift, or I mean, hopefully my mom's not listening, but unwrap the gift, see what everybody else got, and then try to figure out what I got, that type of thing. Yeah, that was me.
Oh,
so.
You were the one that steamed the packages open.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's ways to get around tape, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I have known siblings that the parents bought each child like a half-gallon carton of ice cream, you know, when they had the square boxes. And
mm-hmm.
then one sibling would get into the other sibling's carton by going through the bottom, so they had no idea. Like, they were still sitting on what looked like a full carton, and then they went to get a spoonful, and it just collapses. You can kind of smell a rat at that point.
I love that. No, I am not very good with surprises. Like, if somebody tells me that they have something for me, I'm like, oh, what is that? And so my sister and I have gotten really good at, like, you just don't tell me when you have something for me.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Till right before you give it to me, because otherwise I'm like, I'm not good.
Yeah, my kids found out that I was so glad when Clear Duct Tape came out,
mm-hmm.
because now they can't steam anything open. And like I said, my kids are your age, and they still, if I'm not careful, will find a way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
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 That was the point. I mean, if you didn't figure out where presents were hidden, like, you were close to... like, figuring out what was in the wrapped gift. I'm just saying, that is just, I don't know, that's just me.
Now, do you have to hide your stuff from your kids?
Yeah, a little bit, because I kind of say, well, if you know what you're getting, then it just goes back to the store, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now, see, my dad, I don't know if you remember this, the old show and tell record player and film strip thing, is that beyond your time or no?
That is beyond my time.
So basically, short version, it's a film strip, you'd push the thing in, you'd cue up the record, and then it would almost be like a TV set. It would show you a still picture, and it would tell you the story.
Oh,
and
that
every,
is beyond me.
Yeah.
I am the baby of the bunch. Yeah, I mean, I know some stuff, but...
I don't remember that at all.
So
I'm older than you are.
I mentioned this because my dad made the horrible mistake of giving me what he thought was a stocking gift when I was four, and it kind of was because it was smaller, but because I received it, it was a tell as to what one of my big gifts was going to be. Because I had the little record and film strips, I didn't have the actual show and tell.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So my mom was just shooting him this murderous look, and I'm sitting here 4 years old, I don't know, this is kind of cool. I was a little dense as a four-year-old. I didn't get much better.
So,
anyway.
Okay, well, I got one that'll do both of you guys. You'll laugh. We used to go Christmas shopping the day after Christmas
mm-hmm.
for our kids when they were little. and go ahead and get stuff because they had birthdays in June. So every 6 months, you know, my kids got stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We actually took it and hid it over in my parents' attic.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot.
I love that.
Forgot. Literally forgot.
That's easy to
what
do,
what we
though.
Had gotten. And my poor daughter got her Barbie... You would appreciate that, Kimberly, because you're the same age. Her Barbie yacht. You remember the big yacht?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She got the Barbie.
I had the Jeep. Don't worry.
Yeah, she had the big yacht, the Jeep, all of that stuff. We had it hidden in my mom and dad's attic, and we gave it to her when we found it because we had forgotten.
Now, she was 30 at the time. So it was a problem.
No, she wasn't that old, but she was in high school when we found it.
Oh, it was that long?
And she just,
I was kidding.
She laughed. She thought it was hysterical. She took it in stride. But you know,
I've done something similar where I'm like, did I really get that? If I got it, where did I put it? And I have to remember.
Uh-huh.
But I've not waited years. No, it's been like a
couple
weeks.
No, we totally spaced it, forgot where we put it. Lost it, thought, oh, shoot, maybe it accidentally went to Goodwill or something, you know, the whole bit.
All right.
And then when we were cleaning out my parents' attic, we found it. It's like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
So.
Hey, if it's in pristine condition, you never know. It might be worth something.
You right. know, that's what she said. So she put it up, and she's got all those holiday Barbies that we bought her from day one, clear through to the time she was 18. And, she did sell some of that stuff, and it helped pay for part of her college. So
wow,
yeah.
I have some tucked away still, but it's been a while since I've seen them. So
yeah, so we're rounding out the year.
We are already.
I know.
I was looking at the calendar before I got on the call, and I'm like, my goodness, you know, 7 or 8 days till Christmas, and then a week later, and we're already into 2024. So.
Where did the year go? Where did the year go, Kimberly? I'm astonished.
If you can figure that out, let me know. Because wow. I'm still in like Thanksgiving. I mean, even like before Thanksgiving, I'm like, where did November go?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. So definitely excited to end the year end. Busy with budgets and finalizing things. And this is our time where we figure out what's left in our budget. What can we purchase? What can we encumber for next year? And so the clerk's office is definitely busy, the mayor herself and all the departments just trying to button everything up for year end. And then, you know, there's still time to go see Santa and make those wish lists. Prairie Creek Park has Santa down in the event center. This week on Wednesdays, he's at TPA Park, so don't go on Wednesdays. But any other day, he's there. The hours are on the Main Street page, the city page. I know it's been shared multiple times across different organizations. So still have time to go get those pictures and have your kids see Santa and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Get out to the park, see the lights.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. They had a record. Joel was talking about it last week. Not this past Saturday, because they'll still be counting the money at the bank, but the previous Saturday, they had a record-breaking year, and I believe they've gone through around 12 to 15,000 candy canes so far, which is awesome.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. We go through lots and lots of candy canes. I never realized until I was out at the park, and then I think after COVID, we were a place that people could go. Not if they had COVID or not, because you drive through, you're in your car. And so I think that spurred a lot of interest across central Indiana as a place to go. And so people have kind of turned that into a tradition, which is awesome for Frankfort. And, you know, they just keep coming back, which is great. So
well, I think, too, it helps when you go to Google light displays in Indiana. The TPA Park comes up as one of the top 10.
Yep.
And that's amazing. I mean, for a small community like Frankfort and Clinton County to have something like that, that people, like you said, people can come and they can enjoy it, and they can enjoy it from the safety of their car, as far as, like you said, you know, the up and down weather and you know, if they're worried about, you know, there being sinus infections and everything else out there, it's just, it's fun.
I mean, And every time, I mean, my kids have gone since, my goodness, they were little, and we go a couple times every year, and they always are like, oh, I didn't see where that display was this year, and then we go back through, and so, you know, just going one time sometimes isn't enough, going a couple times, you know, to kind of see everything and all the new displays. Park and Joel have done a fantastic job, and Christy have done a fantastic job, not only with our park, but our downtown as well.
Right.
And this is one of my favorite times for our downtown. It just kind of transforms, whether it's the window paintings, the lights, Santa, you know, all that just kind of brings a fun atmosphere to our downtown during the holiday season.
And the downtown's been alive with shoppers. I've seen a lot more people shopping downtown.
That's our goal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's our goal.
I remember as a kid, that's where you went. You went to downtown Frankfort, and you could spend the day because you went there to shop, and you went there to eat, and then you went and saw Santa.
That's a goal of mine. I know it's a goal of Main Streets as well, is bringing that nostalgia back of having downtown be that neighborhood place, that community. And so not only to all of our other local businesses across Frankfort, but, you know, our downtown as being a place where you can get an all-in-one shopping experience and dining experience. So,
well, looking forward to 2024 and what you have planned and what you're, I know you're still working on a lot of stuff, but how's it coming with the concert series? That's always been your baby, how are you coming with that and the other things that you're working on for 2024?
Sure. Yeah, the RDC approved. They fund a large portion of Prairie Creek Park and the concert series that goes on. And so without the RDC and private donors, obviously, they wouldn't be free and available to all of us. But just hopefully picking the right dates and picking entertainment and bands that draw crowds that we had this year and bigger. So, you know, for a while we were kind of a hidden gem. It was new. It was 21 when we opened the park. And so over the last couple years, this will be our fourth season, just kind of ramping up the amount of people that we get because, you know, I'll say it till the cows come home. I hope that I'm using, and I hope people can see it across Frankfort, Prairie Creek Park as a vessel for growth for downtown, and that we're getting people, whether it's a Thursday downtown tonight or a Saturday concert. I'm hoping restaurants and business owners and boutiques and those type of things and stores can see the economic impact that we're providing for them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I can't make them come into their stores, but I can at least bring them downtown and say, look, you know, this is the amount of people, this is the impact we're making, whether it's lodging, like I said, dining, or shopping in general retail.
Well, and the store owners have got to understand that, you know, in order for them to be able to take advantage of this, they may have to extend their hours on those days. Not everybody works 9 to 5, you know, or, you know, there are people who want to come downtown, but maybe their work schedule doesn't allow it. So,
yep, absolutely. And that's kind of my goal for next year. I've talked to quite a few of them, but I'm like, listen, when I have to walk to Thursday Thunder and I have to walk a block, which is, I'm fine to walk a block. I walk blocks, you know, in downtown Indy to go to a Colts game or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I said, and I walk by all these storefronts. That's an, obviously I know because I'm here. I'm local. I know who everybody is. But I said, there's an opportunity for you to do outreach, right, and engage and get people into your store, whether it's, you know, a sidewalk sale or just a clothes rack outside or, you know, obviously Ellis can't bring diamonds outside, but, you know, getting people engaged, you know, as they're walking to and from an event, like I said, whether it's the cruise in with Thursday Thunder with the Chamber in Main Street or something with us at Prairie Creek Park. So excited about that. Excited for the eclipse. We're working on that. You know, we're on the edge.
Yep.
And so, you know, my creative mind of being on the edge. So we're working on a few things for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday leading up to the eclipse, and then Monday highlighting where viewing areas will be in Clinton County, because obviously I want people to stay in Clinton County, and Not that I don't want them to leave Frankfort, but Kirkland will be a great opportunity and great spot to see the solar eclipse if that's something you're looking for. So that, and then Community Schools of Frankfort is going to be highlighting blue chips, which I'm very excited about. I already have my ticket. And so doing some fun things with our local businesses and getting them, as a fun thing to get them involved with blue chips. I've seen, like I said, I was in first grade when this whole thing came out, so I think I remember the blue ice cream. But I've seen newspaper articles, people talked about how storefronts were decorated and everyone kind of got around the blue chips. So, kind of working with that after the holidays. So I know that everyone's like, oh, the holidays, and afterwards we get a break. I'm like, no, we don't. We have one more thing going. So excited to constantly have something moving in Frankfort. So,
Of course.
And then I believe the Fire and Ice Festival, which is with the JCs, that'll be happening in February. So, not only do we have blue chips in January, hopefully the Fire and Ice Festival in February, and then April will be ready for the eclipse. And then it'll be concert time and warm weather and all those fun things. So excited about that. Like I said, there's never a dull moment in my office. I always say a good community development director is never in her office, but right now I am a little bit more than normal. So
yeah, but I mean, you got to be in your office to do at least some of the planning.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm always looking for grants too, as ways to help supplement so that it's not always coming off of the taxpayers, to provide entertainment and those type of things and fun things to do for our community. So I'm always out looking for that.
Do you know offhand just, and you may be able to pop this one out of the top of your head, but how many grants have you gone after in just this last year, just for this past year to help fund everything?
About four or five. Now that's across citywide, so it's not always like the Mash Road grant that I've been helping Jason Forsythe with the street department. I've done some tourism grants. I've helped Main Street with some grants, Core Community Center. And then we just received one for the housing and the housing feasibility study and the parking feasibility study with the Community Foundation. So I'm constantly, and then I work with Shan Sheridan and the mayor with the Ready Grants and OKRA and the Northwest Central Indiana. So there's, like I said, there's something constantly going on in my office. So
Which
I like it that way. Never a dull moment, right?
Exactly. You don't want to get bored.
No. But I just, and everyone always asks me, why do you go after grants? Well, first of all, technically, it's free money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't do it, or if the city doesn't go after these dollars, or Jason doesn't go after community crossings, somebody else will.
Yep.
And so those communities will take advantage of that. And so why can't Frankfort? Why can't Frankfort and or Clinton County or those type of things? We've worked a couple grants together. So it's just, the money is out there, and it's the money that's available. So why not take advantage of it?
Exactly. And the way I look at it, some of those grants, not all, but some grants are actually based out of government funding.
Oh, yeah.
At the state level and the federal level, which means it's taxpayer money. Why not bring our taxpayers' money back home, instead of letting somebody else use our taxpayer money?
Yeah. Like the Mash Road grant, it's a federal highway safety grant, and it's an 80-20 match, which means we only pay 20% of whatever, the project would be. And so those are huge for a community our size, where we can do a $6 million project, which is roughly what the Mash Road grant would be, and we only pay 20% of that. That's huge.
Yeah, that is.
And so being able to take advantage of some of those things are moving Frankfort forward and moving it in a positive direction. And with moving that forward, sorry, like I said, I have something that's going on, but
I get it.
With the annexation and those type of things, looking at grants as well, into what else can we provide, what incentives can we provide for developers and and those type of things moving forward. So that's the big thing for next year is will be annexation too. So,
Have you got your calendar checked full of going to listen to bands yet?
Yes, I love to go to concerts. It's my thing. I love them. I drag my husband all over. But I actually take recommendations from the community as well. So if there's any bands, I know the Bishops last year came off of a recommendation, and I had never heard them before, and everybody loved them. And so we take recommendations as well. At the beginning of the year, we go to the Indiana Fairs and Festivals Association Conference in Indianapolis, and so they showcase bands. I mean, it's from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. It'll be bands will play two or three songs, and you can kind of see them engage, and so that's where I found some of them as well.
I didn't even realize they did that. That's pretty cool.
Yep, it's across, and I also, they do showcases, and then they do classes, so they talk about like active shooting and security and weather. And so you just get to network with a bunch of other people that play in events, large scale events. So it's fun to see, like, the 500 Festival is there. The Indiana State Fair is there. Elkhart County is there. Mm-hmm. So you get to kind of network with some of these other communities that put on events, and what do they do, and what marketing do they do, and I can take some of that back with me and scale it to what Frankfurt ties it, as I call it,
right?
And use it, you know, to the benefit of us, I guess. Best way to put that,
right? Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's definitely a lot of fun. You kind of get overwhelmed at the end of it, and you're like, how many bands did I just see? But you know, you take your notebook and. And they always have, you know, promotional material, too, that you can always take with you and kind of make notes on and then go back and look afterwards. So excited to see that the first week of January.
That's going to be fun, though, to sit down there with all those people that, and you mentioned Elkhart County. And for people who don't understand, Elkhart County might as well put on a state fair.
Because, it's very similar.
Yeah, it is. It is that huge. They're just their county fair alone, let alone everything else they do up there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is that huge that it's as big as the state fair or very similar.
Yeah.
So to be able to sit down with all those different, entities, big and small, and be able to pass along your ideas and your experiences and then turn around and hear about theirs, that has to be so beneficial to be able to sit with your peers like that and do that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because we're all kind of in the, you know, the same boat. Whether it's a concert or it's a fair or whatever it is, you know, weather always plays a factor in how do you handle that. Because obviously we can't control the weather, and what bands work and what don't. You know, what I've gotten a lot of great feedback from them and have learned a lot from them as well. And I'm sure they've taken things back. I know that the Fair Council here has gone before, and so it's great to network with them, too. And, you know, it's fairs and festivals across Indiana. So Main Street goes. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch talked last year about tourism and fairs and festivals and concerts may not think that they're tourism or destination places, but we are. So just marketing ourselves that way and kind of looking at things a little bit differently. So.
Well, Kimberly,
lots of fun things.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, for sure. Final thoughts as we wrap up the show here and the year and what you want to, you know, what you want to talk to, let everybody know of course, we want you to have a fantastic holiday with your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's about 8 days left, and that means there's 8 days left to shop local. So, you know, our business owners, this is their big push. This is their big selling point. And so I know that I've been around downtown and across Frankfurt, and there's some unique things that you can purchase, whether it's gift certificates or actual retail things, you know, Arnie's Bucks, all sorts of things. Bruno's has something very similar too. So stocking stuffers, all that great stuff. Shop local, shop local, shop local.
Mm-hmm.
And my office is always open, so I'm here for ideas.
Sounds fantastic. Well, Kimberly, we appreciate you calling in. I know you're feeling under the weather, and we hope for a speedy recovery, and hopefully it's no more than just that frog in your throat, and you don't have to deal with all the rest of it. And
the girls say I talk too much, so, you know. But you guys have a fantastic holiday,
whether it's
you know, Christmas or New Year's, and I'll see you guys in the new year.
All right. Fantastic. We look forward to it.
Looking forward to it.
Have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Anything else we need to touch on before we hang it up?
No, I think that's it. I mean, you've been playing with the mic slide over there for me.
Yes.
I sympathize with Kimberly. I know what it's like. I'm sitting here eating Hall's cough drops like crazy. So.
But she does that recreationally. She just sits there, just puts away a bag. It's not even.
I wish.
Which is why it's not helping now.
Yeah.
You're,
I know I'm immune to them, evidently, or something. But anyway.
Ricola!
Let's wrap it up.
We're
pushing our way, as Kimberly said, eight days away from Christmas. And
yeah. I can't even wrap my head around that.
I know. I can't either. And all the Christmas shopping and everything else, and shop local. So.
All right. That's going to do it. I'm Todd Berryman. I believe in Father Christmas, and so does Melissa Miller.
Yep.
It's WILO, the party line. Remember, you can see the rebroadcast at HoosierLandTV.com. You can listen for it at 5 p.m. or midnight here on WILO, 96.9 1027 FM and AM 1570 WILO. Or listen to the 5 most recent episodes on the party line page through either Boone, Clinton, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Todd Berryman for Melissa Miller. Be careful out there. Be extra careful out there today. Stay bundled up. It's going to be breezy. WILO.